Okay, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's another wonderful Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning? Yeah, Wednesday morning here at 2 a.m. I hope you all are enjoying your day thus far. We just listened to Soaker by Alex G. Little fun fact, I saw Alex G last week, last Wednesday actually, and the show rocked. I will say, it was so good. He played this for one of his encores, where he just basically took requests from the audience the whole time, which is pretty cool. It was much more energetic, I think, when he did this one live. It was much less depressive, is not a word, but much less melancholy, I guess, when he did it live, which I was not expecting. But it was definitely like much more of a headbanger, as it were. And, you know, the one on this album, DSU, good Alex G album. It's not necessarily like that, but I don't know. Still a really good song. I'm a fan. I've been streaming it much more ever since that concert. Anyway, concert was really good. That's all I gotta say. I think I forgot to mention the name of my show. If you're new here, again, my name is Noah. This is a show called Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 a.m. I just kind of play what I like, and you all are here for the ride. We laugh, we cry, you know, we bond together, and we're going to keep bonding. We got some fun music to play today. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I'm excited, as I just said 2 seconds ago. So I'm going to get on with it and stop talking. And yeah, let's get this show on the road.
Let's do this.
Together in night, I share the thoughts that were in my head, and you.
Okay. Hello again. We just listened to Cliff Has Left the Building by Insecure Men. Before that, we listened to You Should All Be Murdered by Another Sunny Day. And before that, we listened to Manhattan by Small Dad. That first song, I think, is just very quaint. I heard it for the first time over the summer. Just kind of a fan. I remember distinctly, I was in the car, my family, we were heading up to go to some Vantage Point thing, and I heard this song, I was like, oh, that's nice. And then I listened to it, and I was like, oh, that's good. And it's stuck with me ever since. I know that's a very riveting story. I hope you all enjoyed. That band does not exist anymore, according to their Spotify bio, so. Small Dad, I liked that one song you had, if you're out there listening. And, you know, feel free to bring some more. If you're looking for a sign, members of Small Dad, this is that sign. But yeah, Manhattan, good song. You Should All Be Murdered by Another Sunny Day. That was not in order, that was the name of the song. I heard it for the first time Sunday night. It was on my Discovery Weekly. I was hanging with my girlfriend, Shay. We were listening, and I was like, oh, this song's pretty good. And she said, this sounds a lot like the Smiths. And like, yeah, she's right. But I feel like it's kind of fun because it's so obvious that it's like, has that like Smiths 80s British rock influence with like 90s British pop sound. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's like you can totally hear how much they were influenced by like Morrissey and whatnot and that kind of, you know, The Cure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it has the sound of a Britpop song, which is just super kind of weird to listen to. But I'm a big fan, honestly. I think it's a pretty cool song. Much like Small Dad, this band also vanished after this album, which is the only album, I believe. So, Another Sunny Day, if you're out there, this is your sign to get back together if you're listening. Cliff Has Left the Building by Insecure Men, another song I found over the summer. Just kind of a fun one. There's nothing like, wow, this song is great. I don't know. It's just kind of fun. I like the sax in it, as I often do. Okay, we're going to listen to some more music. I'm going to speed it up a little bit because we got some more fun things to listen to. I want to make sure we get to all of it. So here's Spelling. Hope we all enjoy.
around in your car out of this small town. You on back of my new push bike, wheeling down Thunder Road tonight. And I never felt so brave Sunday. Everybody's coming up. I guess I'm a little bit late to the party. Everybody's coming up. I guess I'm a little bit late to the party. Now everybody's coming up. I guess I should have had something else to say. And now everybody's coming up. What we built must fall. We'll be right back.
Wowza. Am I right? Okay, sorry about that. We just listened to Opus by Black Country New Road. Just before that, we listened to Boys at School by Spelling. Two doozies we just listened to, if I do say myself. That Spelling song, if I'm being truthful, I know that album has like a lot of acclaim from the music community. I've only listened to that song. The song rocks. So I heard that song like for the first time like a few months ago. And for some reason, I still refuse to look at the album. Not refuse, I just haven't. So I should get on that. But yeah, Spelling, just super ethereal stuff. I feel like I'm like ascending listening to that song. I don't know. It's a good one. It's, if you will, it's a good one. And then that Black Country New Road song, Opus, that's from their debut album, For the First Time. Longtime listeners of Foxtrot know how much of a BCNR advocate I am when it comes to their album from this year, Ants From Up There, which I correctly describe as the album of the year, because it is. But recently I've really started getting into their debut, which I haven't really before, For the First Time. It's the name of the album, and it's what I just said is true. Opus is the closing track. It's so good. Like, oh my god. For some reason it almost kind of has like a klezmer feel. That descending saxophone line where it goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I didn't do it justice, obviously, but it feels like you're at a Jewish wedding. Like, it feels like you're about to do, the horror is just getting more and more intensified. Intense. Sorry about that, gang. But like, oh my god, it just, the way it builds up and it, you know, slows down at the end before just culminating and everything, it's crazy. It's just peak Black Country New Road. And, yeah, please get on them if you're not. Black Country New Road, oh my god, they're so good. They are, I could talk about them forever. People have already heard me talk about them forever. Just phenomenal. Speaking of things and, you know, current events and, you know, you look at the world and, you know, one thing's changing, you look at the ground and the ground stays the same because it's the ground. We look up again and it's like something else changed. You're like, wow, I can't keep up with all these changes. I don't know where I'm going with that, but what I do have is a PSA. Something to do with looking around and current events, you know. Numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average US household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. These are some numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah. Bitcoin sucks. And all kind of crypto does. Especially now with that whole FTX crash thing. But, yeah. Environment matters. Get off of the blockchain. That's Noah's opinion. Okay, we got more music to listen to. I hope everyone's cheering and jumping out of their seats. I know I am. Not literally, but like spiritually I am. Okay. Let's listen to some more music. I'm having a good time. You are. Okay. Bye, guys.
understand. Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan. This is what love is for, to be out of place. Gorgeous and alone, face to face. With no larger problems that need to be erased. Nothing more important than to know someone's listening. Now I know. Thank you.
Okay, gotta move a little bit of quick. Gotta move quick. We just listened to Starting Over by LSD and the Search for God. Just before that, we listened to Impossible Journey by Wilco. That Wilco song, I'm not gonna act like I'm the biggest Wilco fan in the world, but that song rocks. I love that guitar line at the end. It's so good. This summer, I was watching The Bear, and this song came out. I was like, whoa, it's that Wilco song I like. And The Bear didn't say anything because it's a TV show and it's already scripted. But, you know, it was a real bonding moment for me in the show. Starting Over by LSD and the Search for God from their EP, LSD and the Search for God. Kind of a shoegaze cult classic a little bit, if you could call it that. It's really their only project. I think they have like another single, but no, it's really the only thing the band does, that this band has done publicly at least, or in terms of official releases. But it's fantastic shoegaze. That song is great. I think it's their most well known, but I think that's for a reason. I think it's really good. Okay, I got more music to play. You're gonna like it. I'm gonna like it. We're all gonna like it. It's gonna be a blast. Let's keep listening. I don't know what that was, but we're gonna keep doing it.
She tried to quit before she left me. I'm not so sure. association gets me dizzy. They ask what's the reason for your appointment. I try to come up with something vague. She asks if I'm going to the party. I tell her I'm going to the party. It's so hot by noon I just get queasy. It's so hot by two I stay inside. I try to put down a cup of coffee. He asks how much I'm drinking and I lie. But doctors are always trying to tell you some torturous way to live your life. Forget to spit out the seeds. I'll make it through this if it kills me. Then when it kills me, I'll come back. Jesus will make me a disciple. Or maybe he'll let me be your cat. I wait to be led into temptation as I lay alone across the street. Catherine is smoking pot above me, watching Hellraiser on.
Okay, gonna be quick. We just listened to Your Cat by Slaughter Beach Dog. And just before that, we listened to Your Dog by Soccer Mommy. That order or that arrangement was intentional. I think it's funny. Good bit, Noah. I think it's funny because they both have the same title, but Soccer Mommy's like, hey, I don't want to be your dog. And Slaughter Beach Dog, which already has the name Dog in their band name, I just want to point out, is like, hey, I'll be your cat. I think it's a fun dichotomy. Both songs rock. Soccer Mommy rocks. Slaughter Beach Dog definitely rocks. Yeah, I don't really have much else to say. I'm kind of not too chatty today. I think my radio show spoke for itself today. Thank you all for listening, if you were listening. Again, my name is Noah. This show is called Foxtrot, every Wednesday at 2 a.m., so I'll be back next week, because my flight doesn't leave until 9 a.m. on Wednesday, so I'll be here, most likely. And, tune in if you enjoy. We play fun music. You know, we laugh, we cry, as I always say. And, I don't really have a ton else to say. Stay on for more music from DJ After Me. But again, this is Noah. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to close out with some Big Thief. So, hope you all enjoy, and I will see y'all next week.